friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Ooh. Pip, pip, cheerio. We're back.
Hey.
We're finally back from across the pond and from South Carolina.
We sure are.
People are like, what were you doing there? Drew had a work thing.
I sure did.
At the school.
Yeah, I did a fun little dating game at the University of South Carolina.
Go Gamecocks.
Go Gamecocks. Am I right, fellas? I feel like I have to say in like a Wisconsin accent.
Mm-hmm.
Gamecocks. Like that.
Oh, my mascot's Gamecocks. Yeah.
It's the Gamecocks. Anyways, that's what I was doing there. They invited me to come be silly and goofy. And then I did a little Q&A and I met a lot of the people who organized those events over there at the school. And it was a blast. It was very fun. Everyone was very sweet and very
cool. It was colder in South Carolina than it was in
London,
in England, which is crazy.
Yeah. Well, I will say, too, like the night of the Argyle premiere when I had to work, it was fucking freezing.
Yeah.
It was really fucking
fun
cold.
Fun fact about our London trip. We vlogged it and it's already on the Patreon.
That's true. And if you're not part of the Patreon, you're missing out. Also, there's a lot of Adam in that vlog.
There is. And we were watching the vlog right now and laughing as if we weren't in the vlog. So.
And I do that all the time.
If you're not your biggest fan, who will be? You know? But it was really fun.
Yeah.
I loved England. I had so much fun.
It was a blast.
Everyone was so nice.
Yeah, everyone was very nice. Except to Alex.
I don't know. That's about.
Something about Alex was really pissing British people off. but it was very fun. It was very everyone was very nice and it was a blast. Way nicer than Paris, so that's for fucking sure.
Yeah, I agree.
I saw a TikTok today. I think I sent it to you where this poor girl, she was like videotaping herself in Paris and she said she saved up a lot of money to go
because
it was her dream to go, and she was crying in the video because she said everyone is so rude here and I did not think my experience was gonna be like this. It was really sad.
Yeah.
And then a white girl stitched her and she was like, I lived in Paris for like 6 years and it was the best time of my life, and so I'm gonna explain why maybe they were being rude to you.
Was the original girl
Asian? The original girl was not white.
Person of color.
Yeah. Then another girl stitched her.
The white girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stitched that like little like chain of events, and she was also Asian, and she was like, you're white, that's why. That's
say,
why they were nice to you.
I rewatched one of the greatest movies of all time that's based in Paris, Ratatouille.
Period.
I watched it last night. It's so cute and it makes me cry every single time as if I've never seen it.
That's my guy right there.
And my dad was saying, is that how it is in Paris? And I told him, like, it does feel romantic while you're there. Like, just there's something about like the vibe out there. And
maybe it's the old buildings.
Yeah,
I
told them because it's
and
so
the cobblestones.
Now that we've been to two different European countries that I never in a million years ever thought we would ever get to travel to.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference. Number one, in England, I felt safer, but only because I speak English, so I know what everyone's saying and I can read all the signs. That was one of my biggest fears when we went to France because none of us can speak French.
Yeah.
But thankfully, Alex French, LOL, she has been there a billion times. So she
she's been there and she speaks a little bit of French.
Yeah.
More than any of us fucking
do. I don't
do.
Speak any French.
Yeah.
But I was telling him, it's really pretty, and I told him, but people are really mean.
Yeah, and in London is literally New York City with British people.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it feels.
Yeah.
It feels exactly the same, except there's not human shit in the street, so that's a little different.
It does.
I love New York though, but it's New York is also like New York is fucking awesome, but people are really rude there too, and I think that's just like the fast-paced city. But in London, it's like New York, but if everybody was nice.
Everyone in England was so nice.
It was so fucking nice. I don't know if it's just built in them to be polite.
Yeah.
But
we only stayed in London. We didn't really explore.
Yeah, we didn't go anywhere else in the UK.
But
we want to.
Yeah, for sure. It was really cute. We had so much fun.
Even everyone on the tube was nice. Like,
yeah.
I was honestly... Here's what I will say, though. Before I get into the food, because I know we're going to talk about that.
About what food?
British food. Before I open season on them again, before that, the night of the premiere, like after the event, we went to go to dinner and we went and ate at this really good Italian restaurant. It was so good. And then we left and we were kind of just walking around because, again, we're like jet lagged. So it's 11 p.m. there, but it's like 2 in the afternoon here in California. So we were like wide awake. So we were kind of wandering, just kind of exploring a little bit and like maybe looking for dessert. And we walked by quite a few men. And the energy is sinister. I was like openly objectified by 3 different men because I was walking with Dayson in the back. And the first one was so bad that Billy was like, okay, I gotta walk next to you. Because we're all kind of walking in a group. We're just kind of walking all next to each other, talking and laughing, whatever. Mind you, we're all bundled up because it's fucking cold. So we're like shapeless and like, you know what I mean? Like, this, it's not like I was like,
I wasn't walking around with my tits out.
Yeah, like my tits were out at the premiere. Don't get me wrong. But they were back in the holster when I went to dinner because I changed into comfy clothes and then just wore a big coat. And the men were like, there was a really weird energy.
We stayed in Leicester Square, so we mostly were walking around there.
Yeah, like Shaftesbury Avenue. We were kind of like around there. It was, again, it's late, so like almost everyone's in bed.
Yeah.
It's just,
there was like a couple of like nightclubs / bars.
Like we were pubs walking. Were open around.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's because.
And they were coming from those places. Yeah, so and they had been drinking.
Yeah.
And it was just like a scary energy. Mm-hmm. Like there was something about it where I was like, something mm-hmm. off. It was giving Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and that took place in London.
I was thinking of like the Ripper. What did they call him?
Jack the Ripper. Yeah.
Thinking of that.
Literally.
When I was looking at all those old ass buildings, I'm like, that would, I would be so scared if I was living in these old ass buildings and there was someone running amok.
And there are so many alleyways, yeah, like everywhere, and they're fucking dark, like mm-hmm. the further down. And I was like, there's something ominous in the air. It's like everyone nice went to bed and it's like the freaks come out at night. And that's how it feels feel like in that. Any city. But New York City is different because like the city that never sleeps. So like nobody's asleep ever, mm-hmm. really. Even at like fucking 4 in the morning, like there's a fuck ton of people awake. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
no, but I've never, so it's not the same. I've never experienced something like that.
Yeah. It gave kind of the
same energy. Like I had imagined if I stayed up too late in Las Vegas one night.
Yeah. And like Vegas is a perfect example.
And there's
example.
Creepy men like storming the boardwalk over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Vegas is a good example of like women out and the energy is very nightlife. Everyone's fucked up. And there's a weird mist. You know what I'm saying? It's like past a certain hour, only weirdos. Only weirdos out.
But we only experienced that one night.
Just that one night, because that was the only night really we went out in like a nightlife area.
Yeah.
But the other nights when we were out that late, we were kind of like in regular areas. Mm-hmm. Like people, there was really nobody out. So it was just kind of quiet. But that energy was weird. I didn't like that.
Yeah, I haven't experienced that.
We only felt that when we walked around where there were a bunch of pubs and stuff, mm-hmm. and like lots of people are like leaving bars, like last call kind of thing. And I was like, scary. Mm-hmm. But also, that's just my innate skepticism of all men anywhere ever. So that's one. But we only experienced it that one night, so that was good. The second thing, the food. And when I say the food, I mean British food specifically. Not the best, guys. Not the best. I'm going to be honest with you.
I loved it.
Dayson loved the fact that they had vegan options for her, which is not hard when you eat like a medieval times.
But when you go to an old ass pub, I don't expect them to have a vegan burger that has vegan mayonnaise, vegan cheese.
I do when their regular food tastes like space food. Like I expect
maybe
that
the
they
food
would.
You're eating was vegan. That's what I was all when I was eating it. I'm just, if you're vegan or plant-based, you know when you go to a restaurant, they're like, we have a bowl of fruit
and a salad,
the garden salad with no sauce.
Yeah, they're like a side salad and fries.
That's it. But the fries are cooked in the same fryer as the chicken, so you will have to consider
unless
that.
Unless you go to Ohana at Walt Disney World, they have a vegan menu entirely that is exactly the same. Unless you go there. Or anywhere in LA. But, yeah, I was just like, first of all, why were the Brits so mad at me? I feel like everyone knows I love to kiki and be funny. And also, everybody knows that I can't lie. So, like, if I said the shit was trash. It's okay. It's all right. And I said in my story, too, I literally was joking about it. And I said, like, It's all right. You guys have One Direction. Everywhere else in the world has food. That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. But the fish and chips, that shit bangs. That shit was good. And they have those little bottles of vinegar. And I was like, ooh, lighten it up. It looked
really yummy. I wish I could have some.
That was really good with the little chips on the side. That was good. Peas, though, get them the fuck out of my face. Like, I don't know why you guys feel the need to put a pea or a bean on every single dish. Knock it off. I literally wrote, make every meal this, minus the peas.
Yeah.
And the fact that some people were literally like, it's literally because you needed to have mushy peas. What the fuck are you even talking about? What are you talking about?
Please, please, please.
And I literally, someone messaged me how they make mushy peas, like theirs. And they were like, oh, yeah, you just got to mush them, I would assume.
Okay.
And they mix them with, like, cream and shit. And they put, like, salt and pepper. What the fuck are you talking about? That's our. I was like don't mash potatoes. Off. I don't know.
No, but I'm saying like you know.
How yeah,
you,
I'm assuming
it's just peas.
And for what? Give me mashed potatoes. I'd rather you put another starch on that plate than a fucking pea.
Peas just don't taste good ever.
I don't know why.
Like
you
when
guys...
you guys eat saimingi, do you dump out all the veggies before you put the water and cook in the microwave? Be honest. That's what I do.
And for those of you who don't know, saimingi is the Samoan word for noodles. We're talking about cup of noodle. Like
maruchan. Yeah, the maruchan. Yeah,
maruchan, like chicken
I ate two for dinner last night. Before I even put water in them, I dump the veggies out because they taste like Play-Doh and I don't want to eat
and
them.
And even then, like, okay, you're like, you need something green on the plate. Then there are thousands of other vegetables you can pick.
Broccoli.
Why? Yeah. Why the fuck you pick a pea?
Put broccoli, put cream of spinach. Put literally anything. Peas are so gross.
I'm just like, and they and have then, no way, business like, being there.
There's no dignified way to eat peas. You're just chasing them around with a fork.
Well, also, I'm not a baby panda in the San Diego Zoo. I'm not fucking eating that shit. I'm shitting in my palm and I'm throwing it at the window. Don't give that to me. That's why I'm like, when I was talking about it, like literally someone messaged me and said they're just mad because they eat like alley cats, which is so funny. And I had like, and I'm like obviously using hyperbole because I'm dramatic and I like to entertain and be funny. But like I did get quite a few British people kind of pissed off at me, to which I'm like, first of all, I like to joke around, so relax. But second of all, in addition to messaging me how incredibly wrong I was, which it's an opinion, so you can't be wrong. They were saying things like, you Americans are so used to fucking putting saturated sugars and fucking dyes and fucking blah, blah, blah. That's all I was like, I don't know why you're so fucking mad that I don't want to eat those fried muskrats that y'all call food. I don't know why you're fucking pissed off at me. I said I don't like it. That's the birthplace of colonization. So that's the very least I could say is that I don't like your cuisine. But I also said I like the fish and chips. I gave you that one win. And then someone, and Billy wanted me to tell you he did enjoy a sausage roll. I know a lot of you were like, did you try, at least try a sausage roll? And he was like, this is literally stuffing inside. And it was, it tasted like Thanksgiving stuffing. Which, that holiday is also your guys' fault, so why don't we talk about that? Anyways, I feel like I had my own personal experience. And also, I just want to say, with the English breakfast, I tried that bitch four times. I tried four times. I had one on the plane and I was like, this shit sucks, but like, it's plain food, right? And then I had it again and I was like, don't like that. And then I had it again and then I had it one more time and I was like, okay, I made up my mind. It sucks. I kept trying.
If you want to hear more insight, you should watch the vlog after you subscribe to the Patreon.
Yeah. So anywho, that's my beef with British food. I did have a blast though there.
What so chips did you buy from there? Or crisps?
Oh, I did get spicy chili cheddar Pringles. Hey, Pringles?
In the Europe?
Y'all are eating it up. Y'all are absolutely knocking it out of the park with Pringles. I don't know what the fuck y'all are doing over there. Keep it up.
I know.
And maybe that's a sign that additives work, bitch. How about that? I was like, oh, is there a bunch of natural mushy peas in those fucking Pringles that you guys are selling?
GMOs from your Pringles onto your food.
Yeah, fuck is in there? Are those all natural vegan fucking Pringles? Doubt it.
No, I just want people to say, those aren't vegan. You guys, chips don't count. Chips don't count.
We need to have an exception for chips.
I have to eat hot Cheetos. Case. I will not make it in my life if I don't get to eat hot Cheetos.
I just remembered that me and Billy brought home a bunch of British snacks and we haven't tried them yet. Ooh. Okay, we have a bunch of British snacks, so I'll try those too and I'll get back to you. But my gut tells me that snacks y'all have on lock.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the snacks, I was vibing. I was like, that's fucking cool.
I liked the coffee a lot too.
Oh yeah, I fucked with the coffee. And I fucked with the fact that y'all had oat milk everywhere. Yes. That was not the case in Europe or Paris.
And you guys had stevia. Where did we go recently and they didn't have stevia? And I was like,
no, they did not have stevia. They gave me sugar cubes.
You're right. They didn't.
That's another thing. Get the fucking aspartame. Go ahead and ship it over there. You need it.
Please, please,
please, please, please. You need it.
When I was like, where's dude? Okay.
I don't like the idea of me having to show other people that I need 32 sugar cubes in my coffee. Like, I don't stop.
There's
doing
no
that
dignity
to me.
In that. Like, the first day we were there, Drew slept in because that was the day of the Argyle premiere. And then Peely went to the gym. So I went to breakfast with Steve, Alex, and Adam.
Yeah.
And I had asked the guy because he brought us coffee. So I go, oh, do you have oat milk? Because they had a buffet, but then also you could order food.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, if you get up and walk over there, you'll see the oat milk.
You get your lazy ass
and
up.
And then I was all, oh, okay. And then I got up and got that. And then I was too embarrassed. And then I asked Alex, where's the sugar? She goes, right here. And they were the little cubes. And I wanted, and I had to put like 14 of them in
That's
my,
why I
in
said,
coffee.
One of my fucking Laura Ingalls.
And then I told Alex,
quit making me drink my coffee like a pilgrim.
I told Alex, I said, are the brown ones like oxidized ones? Or like what's going
brown
on?
Sugar.
I don't know. She said they're brown sugar. I'm like, don't laugh.
Who the fuck?
Who puts brown sugar in their coffee? A psychopath?
No, you know what this coffee's missing? Sand. I needed it. You know what? I wanted the feeling of when you eat your sandwich at the beach. That's what I wanted in my coffee. What are you doing? Give me a
too
packeted
much.
Sugar, bitch.
It's too much.
Ugh. Every time they're like, it does cause cancer. I'm like, first of all, that's sweet and low. Second of all, everything causes
Please,
cancer by
I
that
have
measure.
To have stevia. You'll explain it more, huh?
I don't give a fuck. As long as it's not a sugar cube, because I am not a fucking racehorse, then give me a packeted sugar, please. That's why I tell y'all this every single time I go to Europe. I'm always like, America, rah! Every time I go over there, because I feel so like, every time I do
what
anything. I will say though, I wish I got to try a fucking, what do you call it? A high tea.
Yeah, we wanted to do high tea.
We wanted to do high tea, but I was fucked up from the time change. The time change was kicking my ass, bitch.
I was telling Steve, I'm like, I don't know why I feel like I'm dying this time. Whereas like in Paris, like I was fine. I was just being like lazy.
But even in Paris, I felt like I was dying in Paris too. But I feel like, I don't know. I feel like we got up a lot earlier though in England.
I think we never give ourselves enough days to get used to the time change so then we can enjoy where we're
No,
at.
Never. That would require my job to not send me to London 4 days before I have to be there.
But yeah, we went to London, we went to South Carolina, and now we're home.
And South Carolina, like, there ain't shit out there, girl. What the hell? And we were in Columbia, South Carolina, so like, the airport was literally, you could park your car at the curb at the airport. You know how like at LAX they'll shoot you in the head if you,
you know that video you said
for, yeah, like, she's like, if this is the slow down area, but also if you do slow down you will be going to prison. You can open your door, but if you open your door you will be going to prison.
She's like, it'd be better if the cars could hover above each other of some way.
Yeah, but also this is where buses are driving 90 miles an hour. Like the way that LAX is like, go, go, go.
I was like, oh, when they were revamping it, I'm like, oh, they're making this right here. No, it's for the buses to run me down. While I'm jet lagged and dying and I'm sweaty and carrying
and
both
I'm like,
my suitcase.
I'm trying to like roll my suitcases over the fucking curves. And then they're like, driving 90 down that fucking road.
Why am I dragging my suitcases over speed bumps? What's happening?
Dude,
here?
And in South Carolina, they were like, yeah, just park right here. That's cool.
You can leave your car there as long as you want.
And everybody was very nice in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. When we were leaving, Billy and I were buying like water and some snacks. And the woman at the counter was so nice. And she was like an older woman. And she was like, are you guys from around here? Which I feel like she knew the answer to. And then we were like, no, we're from California. She's like, oh, okay. Is this your first time here? We're like, yeah. She's like, oh, how'd you like it? I was like, everyone here is so nice. Because everybody was very nice to us when we were there. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, you know what? That makes me so happy that you say that. And we're like, really? She goes, oh, yeah. Because, you know, because of politics and stuff, nobody wants to come here. And I was like, that felt a little like.
Like, on our last day there, I looked up, is this a red or blue state? And it said red immediately.
It's extremely red.
I just wanted to check. Because the event like, you know, did, they had a lesbian on the board, and I would have imagined a state like that would allow such a thing.
That's why I fuck with the school. Period. But yeah, she said that. She's like, yeah, because everybody here, I just want people to know it is so much more than that. And I was like, okay. It kind of felt like a ally. Mm-hmm. Like she was like, I'm with you guys, even though she has no idea what race
damn right
we are.
I support it.
Yeah. I may not be the same. Like, that's how it felt. Like she was telling us, like, I support you guys. And we're like, okay. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, anyways, fun times. We had some fun times. Also, we forgot to address this. I know y'all are going to be like, where the fuck is the guest? Our guest had a couple emergencies.
We're working on it.
We're working on rescheduling them. But in the meantime, you get us. Don't worry, though. The guest will be here eventually. Okay?
At one point or another.
Yes.
What was I going to say? Tell the people that you started a new show. Tell them the good
news.
Yeah,
y'all would be so proud of me. I watched 3 episodes of The Bear. Very good.
Do you also think he's really sexy?
No, and you know that. What? He also looks so short in the show, which I think he just looks short. And it's because he is short. Mm. Honestly, the whole time I was watching, I was like, I can't believe this is the guy dating Rosalia. I can't believe that shit, man. All power to him. I bet he's a cool fucking guy. Probably
W
like Barry.
Riz.
Yeah, W Riz. Riz off the charts.
The Rizzler.
The
Rizzler.
The Rizzler. And I told Dayson, I was like, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed watching it just because it's so like.
The first few episodes are a lot, yeah.
Well, and it's just like there's so many thread lines to follow already that I'm like. But yeah, it's really good. It's very good so far. I just feel very like, that's how I feel watching it. And I was still like, I still like am piecing together the storyline.
No, I know.
Feel like I've got it for the most part.
Like mommy and daddy were telling me that they just started The Sopranos because I took mommy to the event that I got invited to. And my dad was saying, we had to take a break. And I was like, I know, because the beginning is so hard to get through because you're trying to figure out who all the characters are and why you should care about them and how they know each other and stuff like that. So.
And I do want to say something. I watched Elemental for the first time. Why did no one tell me about that movie?
I did.
Literally nobody nobody fucking told me that it was going to make me have a nervous breakdown.
You know what I'm thinking about recently to rewatch is Soul.
I'm not kidding.
I'm looking to have a nervous breakdown.
I'm not even kidding. I just told Billy I saw something about Soul because I know like they're re-releasing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I forgot
in theaters. Yeah,
I forgot Questlove like mm-hmm. had a huge hand in Soul, and so they're re-releasing it, and I saw something about it. And so I was like, damn, I kind of want to watch that again. And then I'm going to have a really good cry that I'll be okay. Mm-hmm. And that's how I was feeling. And then I told Billy, I was like, oh, let's watch Elemental. Because like I was going to watch it on the plane, but I ended up like falling asleep. So I was like, I am so glad I didn't watch that on the plane. I literally would have been like, like in my fucking seat, like when I watched Raya the Last Dragon on the
that one made me cry a lot too.
Watched that on the plane, and that was a mistake. I literally soaked my mask so bad that it was fraying so bad, and it was tickling me, and it was sensory nightmare.
You had to get a new one.
It was horrible, and I had no backups, so I had to suffer through it.
You just wear it upside down,
and I was in a middle seat, so really bad vibes all around. But
when you and mommy got on the plane and you were like, what is that smell? And it was the bag.
That was when we went home.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it was that trip. But dude, that fucking movie, bro, I was blown away. I literally told Billy, I was like, this is not for kids. There are so many adult themes. Like kids are going to love it because it's so cool and beautiful. It's also so beautiful to watch. Dude, when they're like, touching for the first time under the I was fucking watching them like, because she was like so happy. And I was like,
when she's making art for that guy's mom. And she's like, now I have an original. I'm all, oh, I'm crying.
Dude, when the dad is like,
when she's any like, scene with the dad made me
and
cry
when she was saying, like, don't, like, you just don't get it. Like, mm-hmm. you don't get it. Like, it doesn't matter what I want. I was like, oh, I was literally like, this is so many minority families, bro. Like, sacrificing for the greater good of your family because you love your family that much.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
It was really cute.
Can't handle it. Can't take it.
I finished
it. Sorry.
Echo yesterday. I also cried a lot during the last two episodes. It was really good.
Yeah. What
highly
else?
Highly recommend.
That's and all then, I watched, but you guys would be so proud of me because I watched new shows.
And look me and my parents started True Detective Night Country.
Oh, yeah.
It is so scary, but I love it. But it is really scary.
Yeah, I got PR from them. It's fucking awesome.
We've been watching it, and I make Donnie watch it with us. Mm-hmm. And then, like, in the most recent episode, my mom was like, ah! And then he got mad at her because he was laying next to her and it scared him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he moved. She's all, and it wasn't even that loud. Usually my mom yells a lot louder when something scary happens.
Yeah.
And then when the episode was done, he was still watching the TV. And then she scared him. And that was really funny.
Of course she did. Of course she did. I would expect.
And that was really funny. And I loved it.
I would expect literally nothing else from her.
Okay, so for this couple weeks, we decided to ask you guys to send in your, I was calling them like polarizing or like your hot takes on something like food related.
Like something silly.
Pop culture. So I put in there how, you know, Drew hates PB&J.
Yeah.
And then I put in there that I like chickpeas so much. And can you imagine if they serve them at Chipotle? It'd be a game changer.
I don't think about that very often, no.
Well, that's why it's my hot take and not yours. Yeah. So we had you guys send in yours. They're really funny. And a lot of them are kind of a lot. So here we go.
Yeah.
This first one is from Simon. And they said, we need more bad movies that are a good time.
I mean, period. Well, that's why when Jacob Lordy shit in the kissing booth, I said, hey, never forget where you came from, friend.
To all the boys I've loved before.
The Summer I Turned Pretty.
The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Not a movie, but still. The Summer I Turned Pretty is a perfect example of something that is good, bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But more
cheesy,
good.
But
more
cheesy, good. Cheesy, but delicious.
That's why I'm like, why am I blushing? I'm a 30-year-old lesbian. I'm a 30-year-old lesbian and I'm blushing. They're playing Delicate. As Jeremiah and Belly jump in the pool and I'm blushing. I'm blushing and kicking my feet.
No, the part where Jeremiah catches
yeah,
Belly.
And everyone was like, cringe. No, it wasn't. Dazen, I was eating it up.
Dazen literally said she paused it and she was like,
literally, I'm a 30-year-old lesbian. And I rewound it twice. So I watched it three times. And I would do it again.
You're telling me you don't want to see that shit?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You're crazy.
That's why everyone makes fun of me when I talk about how hot I think Noah Centineo is. Did you not watch All the Boys I Love Before? I don't care. He will always be Peter Kavinsky to me.
That's a you thing.
Oh.
That's a you thing.
But okay,
that's not exclusive to him. I don't feel
that way.
That's
their first one. And then their second one is Amanda Bynes does not have one bad movie.
That's honestly on period, bitch.
That's true. What's your favorite Amanda Bynes movie?
She's the Man.
Yeah.
Easily.
And then I would throw What a Girl Wants in there.
I love What a Girl Wants. I love Sydney White.
Sydney White? Mm-hmm. And Easy A. I feel like you can't talk about Amanda Bynes and not talk about
Yeah.
And Hairspray.
Legend.
What's your favorite song in Hairspray? We were just talking about this.
It's probably Run and Tell That, but Without Love is up yeah. there too.
Drew went through a really,
yeah.
really intense Hairspray phase.
I was trying to find that movie pirated for months. I was like
her
please,
livelihood
please,
dependent
please.
On
it. I actually
please,
got
please, please, please.
I actually got the DVD for Christmas the year that it came out.
But I remember my parents bought her the CD.
They sure fucking did, yeah. bitch.
And that was in rotation with Grease when my dad was like, please,
yeah,
I just need a second.
My dad was like, please stop singing out loud.
Without love.
Well, not even Hairspray, because that was when I was younger. I was older when I watched Hairspray, but like mm-hmm. Grease was the one I had like a really big Grease phase.
Yeah.
I just love musical theater. I can't sing for shit, but I wish I could. If I could, I'd be too powerful. Be too powerful.
I agree. Yeah, I can't think of any other Amanda Bynes movies that did I say What a Girl Wants? That's another yeah. really good one. Yeah.
You already said it, yeah.
Okay, this next one's from Aaron, and they said that Paddington the Bear is a little bitch and is the spawn of Satan.
Okay. Hey, okay.
Raise your hand Relax. If you've been personally victimized by Paddington the Bear.
Wait, can I tell you all my new bit really quick? I forgot about it.
Oh, okay. Does it have to do with Paddington?
Yeah.
Okay.
To an extent. It's literally like if someone's getting fucked up, like for example, what you just said about Paddington, I'd be like, let him get up. That's my new bit.
Speaking of Paddington, if you guys have ever played the board game Blockbuster, is that what it's called?
Yep.
You have to like act out one word and then I don't even remember the other ones.
Yeah, the Blockbuster like board game, it's like a movie game, but my family and I are obsessed with it.
And you're playing like charades like with your team.
Yeah.
And so for the quote it, that's the other one. It's like one word, quote it, and then act it out. It was Billy's turn and he goes, I haven't seen this movie.
We made a rule where
you could like make up a quote.
As long as it doesn't have the movie title in it.
Or a character's name.
Yeah.
And he goes, we're like, okay. He goes, hey there, little bear. And we're like, Paddington. It was like Casablanca, like in Modern Family.
Yeah, it's literally, yeah, he's like, Casablanca. And that's when I knew. Meet a Billy. That's why on that same note of that game, Donnie got Clockwork Orange, which of course he's never seen that movie. And he goes, I don't know what this is. And we were like, just like, it was the quote one.
Yeah.
And so he goes, hey, what's the time? Look at that fruit. That's what he said. And his team couldn't get it, but I was on the other team. And then I went, Donnie, was that one Clockwork Orange? And then he goes, yes, it was.
Look at the time.
Look at the time. He said, look at the time. Hey, what's that fruit? And I got it, but I wasn't on his team, so I wasn't going to give that to them.
That's so funny. Okay, this next one. Do you have any
other? Hey there, little bear.
That's the only thing I have to add to Paddington the Bear. I think he's really cute, and I want to meet him one day. They had a little statue in Leicester Square that I took a picture of him.
I don't know if this is shocking to anyone, but I've never seen Paddington Bear, like the new movie, Paddington.
No, they're really cute. I've
never seen it, but... I mean,
everyone says the second one makes them cry, so I kind of want to watch that too.
I'm inclined to believe you guys.
Okay, this next one's from Cecily. She said, watermelon tastes so bad. And then she wrote, water with sugar, yum.
What?
That's what she's saying, watermelon tastes like, water with sugar.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying, but water with sugar? I'm like, what are you, a fucking butterfly? Shit. Are you a dying bee? Like, I was like, you're a bee dying on the ground? What are you talking about?
You're a hummingbird. I have to nurse back.
That's why I said, what are you, a dying butterfly? Shit, I put you in sugar water.
Glucose.
The fuck? what was I going to say? honestly, I would argue that watermelon is one of the least flavorful fruits. Like, there's not a ton of flavor in a watermelon, to be honest.
See?
Unless it's artificial watermelon, then that does not taste like real watermelon. Mm-hmm. So, like... I kind of get what you're saying. It's a very watery fruit. So it's like almost all water and barely any taste.
But it does taste like water. It tastes like, it doesn't taste like candy, no.
No, like watermelon flavored things does not taste like what real watermelon tastes like. And I think that's fair.
I got it.
But like, it's one of the least flavorful fruits. Like if you think of any other fruit, they have a very distinct flavor.
I think cantaloupe needs to be discontinued and made extinct.
I love cantaloupe.
It's too much.
But I will
say, I feel like that about honeydew. I'm sorry.
Yeah, honeydew. But I will say, cantaloupe and honeydew, if they are not ripe and you don't eat it within the hour, it's ass. Like, it's fucking horrid.
And if they're not.
Or if it's too ripe, like it's not ripe enough yet.
Yeah, it's like eating cubes of
styrofoam.
It just hurts your teeth and it's cold and yucky.
It's literally like, you know when you have a package and it has those like styrofoam borders, so it's like stuck in there. It tastes like what those borders look like.
Yeah, I feel that. Okay, this next one's from Aaron. They said, oh, this is another Aaron. Oh no, this is the same one. Oh wow, they had a lot of thoughts.
Okay,
this one says, Alvin and the Chipmunks along with the Chipettes are underrated artists in our current society. In the first ever Grammy Award ceremony, they won 3 Grammys and then have since won 3 more for a total of 6. They also have 18 Grammy nominations, 3 Emmy nominations, and 16 gold and platinum albums.
Why are you so invested in the music discography of the Chipmunks? Wait, first of all, here's what I will say. They're cover artists.
Oh.
Cover artists shouldn't get Grammys, if I'm being honest.
I see that.
They're just covering songs.
Well, not their Christmas song. That's an original.
Yeah, I know, and I bet that one didn't win a Grammy. I'd be willing to bet. If it did, I'm not as big of a fan as you are of the Chipmunks.
I feel that.
I don't love the Chipmunks, if I'm being real. I feel like Alan Alan?
Alvin. Who the fuck's Alan?
Who the hell is that? Alvin. I feel like he's an asshole.
I think he's Ulavali, and I don't his attitude.
He is. He's Ulavali. He is. Ulavali means bad or, like, naughty in someone.
I don't like that their dad's always yelling. Why is he always yelling?
And always at him. Alvin! That's how he always yells at him. Wait. And it clearly doesn't work because he keeps doing this shit.
Speaking of the Chipettes, do you guys remember there was an Alvin and the Chipmunks movie? It was a cartoon. And it was really old. And the Chipettes joined them, and they're going on this, like, balloon adventure, like hot air balloon, where they have to go around and find, like, little stuffed animal versions of themselves. And they sing the
Girls of Rock and Roll.
Yeah. But they find little stuffed animal versions of themselves, and they go to, like, the Seven Wonders of the World. That is a cinematic classic.
Now, that movie deserves an Oscar. Any song they sing in that movie deserves a Grammy.
Maybe those are the ones that they won.
Any other piece of media surrounding them? Nope.
Okay, this next one's from Devereaux. He said, canned tuna is British food level trash.
It's not British food level, but did you know that those fucking bitches over there put tuna
on a jacket potato?
On fucking potatoes, dog.
Like baked potatoes?
That is not a joke.
I want to try literally, it.
They'll do fucking baked potato, right? And they'll cut that bitch open. And then they'll pour tuna.
And baked beans. That's where you
with corn.
And some cheese on top.
And then they had the nerve to get mad at me when I said that they eat like you still shit in the corner at parties. They literally eat like, I literally said, like, I want my food to not look like something that Matthew McConaughey had to muscle through on the spaceship in Interstellar. Like, knock it off. They're gonna look me in the eyes and tell me, like, you just have to try it. You have to try it.
Dogs like to eat
poop. Actually, I don't.
Dogs like to eat poop. I don't need to try that.
Nope. Yeah. My dog used to eat his own shit. I don't need to try it to know I shouldn't be eating that.
I'm okay.
Yep.
Okay, this next one is from Ryan.
Also, I kind of fuck with tuna. My bad.
I do like tuna.
The States, not on my potatoes or with corn.
Dude, tuna on, like, on wheat bread.
Folded in half?
Yeah.
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 When I was a big Togo's girl, who remembers Togo sandwiches?
Quiznos, too.
Or Quiznos, but Togo's was my girl. Yeah. I used to always get a tuna sandwich from there, and the shit banged. It banged really hard.
I feel that one.
Might be.
This next one's from Ryan. He said, I like the feeling of Q-tips in my ears.
I kind of do, too. I mean,
it gets an itch that I myself cannot feel.
I mean, I feel like that's real.
He also sent one, I think this is the same one, that said, I like to sleep with my feet hanging off the bed.
That's weird. That's weird. That's weird.
I mean, it's one thing to like Q-tips in yours, but it's another thing to like the feeling of your feet hanging off the edge of the bed. What are you, 11 too?
That's why I was like, you like that feeling? Why?
You like that shit? Okay, this next one's from Sarah. She said her food hot take, all breads and pastry items are better plain without icing or filling. For example, cake is better without frosting. Plain cake donuts without icing or filling. Plain croissants.
That one's good. Continue.
Okay. I don't know about cake without frosting.
No.
No.
You lost me there.
Okay. Plain croissants over chocolate croissants.
For me, yeah. For Billy, he would kill you. Pain au chocolat. That's what it's called in Europe. In Paris.
Billy would literally, I think, bare hand kill someone for an almond croissant.
Almond or chocolate, bitch. He'll bust it wide open.
She put bagels without cream cheese.
Period. Plain and with butter.
And she thinks the best part of the Pop-Tart is the crust. That's disgusting.
I do love the crust of a Pop-Tart, but the best, you gotta eat them together, girl. That's the
That's
best.
That's right. I would eat them, and I just pick all my crusts off and keep it in the little foil bag, and then I'd give it to Drew, and then Drew can finish them.
I don't do that anymore, but I did do that when I was
when
a
we
kid.
Were little, yeah. I don't eat Pop-Tarts anymore.
I don't want them thinking that you're just carrying around loose crust for me to snack on.
No. What the heck? Okay, this next one's from Armida. She said, pizza must be washed down with ice-cold milk. That one hurt my stomach.
When I was a kid, I would drink milk with like spaghetti or pizza. Now that I'm an adult and I love myself, I don't do that anymore. You want a thick ass creamy drink after you eat pizza? Must be fucking nice. I can't do that. The way my stomach would literally be like, girl, if I ate that shit, I'd be moving into my bathroom.
I would combust immediately.
I'd be setting up shop on that toilet.
I'd That's bust a nut sure. and not in a good way.
I'd bust a butt nut.
A butt lug nut.
I'd bust a fat butt nut in a bad way. Derogatory.
Let's in 2024 start calling diarrhea
butt nut.
Yeah. Busting a butt. Instead of chorro, it's a busting butt a butt nut.
I had to bust a big fat butt nut, bro.
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry I'm late. I was busting a butt nut.
I had to bust a huge butt nut, bro.
Oh, my butt nut was busted. My eyes are watery.
Dude.
I'm also laughing, imagining me talking about being a 30-year-old lesbian giggling over the summer I turned pretty.
She busted a butt nut after watching Jeremiah catch belly at the fucking 70s party.
My eyes are watering. I can't stop.
Fat butt nut, bro. Ugh,
a couple of them, too. Not just one.
Oh, man.
Okay, sorry. Okay, next one. This one's kind of gross. Ready? Speaking of butt nuts, this is from Kelsey. She said, one ply is the superior toilet paper because it doesn't give you crumbles. What are you talking about?
Sometimes you guys piss me off. And I'm so serious.
What the fuck?
Sometimes you piss me off. I know what it is. And you know what? You're fucking wrong. That guarantees you get crumbles, bitch. Are you out of your mind?
Are you talking about
like... You think a thinner toilet paper is going to keep it from crumbling and you touching your poop?
Wait, is it the toilet paper crumbling in your hand or crumbles in your ass?
No, it's both. It's the toilet paper disintegrating. And
here's
when
an idea. Get a fucking tushy bidet. No crumbles.
How about you just... buy better toilet paper. Bitch, use a fucking towel at that point.
Did you see Greg? I think it was... Oh, I can't remember who it was. Someone posted a TikTok.
You know what? Get in the shower and rinse off like an inmate instead. How about that?
Kelsey, that made my eyes water. How many butt nuts are you doing a day that you're crumbling teepee in your
ass?
Well,
you're also wrong. When it's thinner, cheaper toilet paper, it breaks so much easier.
I'm just thinking about how, like, because I use a lot of toilet paper. Because I don't want poop or piss on my hand ever.
Me too.
So I use too much toilet paper, I'll be honest, right?
Yeah.
But I'm imagining how much more I have to use. It's like tissue papers you put in a gift bag.
Yeah.
That's how thin it is.
Well, also.
If I can hold it up, you know, the paper towels. If I can hold it up and see through it.
Yeah, dude.
That doesn't seem good.
Doing the window pane test on it, like
that's
it's
what
fucking
I'm talking
bread.
About.
Like the gluten's forming. You're like, yep.
Needs more proving.
Yep. Needs to be in the prover a little bit longer.
That's insane.
But also, what makes me think that you're getting crumbles after your butt nut is that are you doing really watery poops? Like, are you just like shooting like a fire hose out of that ass? Like, because if it's really watery and it's just soaking wet, maybe that's why you get crumbles. I don't know.
Crumbles
cookies.
Maybe that's what she meant. Doesn't give you crumbles cookies in your ass.
When you bust a butt nut so hard, you get crumbles cookies. My favorite part about busting a butt nut is that I get crumbles after.
What the fuck are you? What the fuck are crumbles?
Crumble cookies. You're making a bunch of crumble cookies in there, I bet. Huh?
It's just
bunch
a
bunch of
mushy.
Mud pie mojos.
Bunch of chocolate devotions.
Coldstone fans, let me hear ya.
Stand up in the chat below,
yeah,
guys.
Chat, go ahead and comment Coldstone down below. Coldstone Creamery, let me hear ya. Hey, Coldstone's fucking fire.
I know it is.
Mud pie mojo at Coldstone.
That's the best one.
That's what I'm fucking talking
about,
bitch.
That's the best one. And Donovan, is a sicko, so he loves a good chocolate devotion.
Yeah.
That's why last night we were talking about head ass things, and I was like, always needs dessert head
ass. Yeah, I was like, mommy, can I have something sweet head ass?
Chocolate devotion head ass.
That's what you're making a couple mud pie mojos in there.
Oh
huh?
My God. That one made me laugh really hard.
When your butt nut's also a chocolate devotion.
Okay.
When your chocolate devotion gives you a butt nut.
When you bust a butt nut so hard you have Crumbles cookies. Dude. Okay. This next one's from Lily. She said, I hate The Weeknd, the singer, and okay. I want everyone to know he is good at singing, but his songs all sound like that Dance Monkey song.
That's wrong.
I don't like The Weeknd personally. I like some of his songs, but he's not like, I honestly don't get the hype either, but I can appreciate why other people like him. He's mm-hmm. just not my cup of tea, but that nothing unfurls a rage faster out of me than that Dance Monkey song. There's another song I can't think of, but that... There's two
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, that
but
Dance Monkey
makes me
song's
mad.
Pretty bad. I wouldn't say it's like The Weeknd, but I get what you're going yeah. for. I'm real like neutral towards The Weeknd personally. Yeah. I do like some of his songs and stuff, but I feel like we don't talk enough about how he was extremely sexual when he first came out, and then he kind of peeled that back a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like his first album was really good, but it was extremely sexual.
I'm trying to remember. On the new album, I liked Gasoline Dreams, I think is one. And I liked Less Than Zero.
Was the new one Starboy?
No, where he's dressed like an old man.
Oh.
I can't think of it.
I didn't listen to that one.
I liked Gasoline Dreams and listen to Less Than Zero. If you just went through a breakup, listen to Less Than Zero and then you'll come back on top.
He has a song called Is There Someone? And I really like that song.
Does he have one with Rosalia that we like?
Yeah, La Fama.
Yeah.
That was my favorite song off
yeah,
of...
Yeah, we watched that music
video. Motomami.
I do like that album
a lot. That whole album's really good. But I really... La Fama was my favorite one. I've been listening to that a lot recently.
What was the one that everyone like... Doo, 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 doo,
doo. Oh, I didn't like that song. But like...
Okay, Gasoline.
Somebody...
Gasoline's really good. And then Less Than Zero. I told you. Those are two very good songs.
Yeah, him. I like, he has a song called Is There Someone? I really like that song. When I was in college, I was a big fan of his added verse onto Or Nah. Anyone remember?
Wait, and then I also liked his song with Ariana Grande, anything she's in, I also love.
Dude, that one, she's the...
Met you once under a moving moon.
Yeah.
Okay.
That song's really good. I actually showed Billy that song and he loves that song.
She just like in that where she came out, I don't know if he was performing at the American
Music Awards. Yeah, he has the Video Music Awards.
Yeah, when she's in the purple outfit. That,
she's like,
yeah.
That one.
That's her peak look to me.
Yeah, she
like,
looks great.
She always looks pretty to me and always looks beautiful, but that right there was like so good.
She looks great, yeah.
Okay. One that is repeated in here quite a bit is Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
So we'll just use this one because this is the first one I just saw right now. But this is from Chris, and she said, I think it's absolutely ridiculous or absurd that after 19 committed, repeated more than I can remember seasons of Grey's Anatomy, I don't have an MD. I'm just saying I should at least be handing out prescriptions to your grandma for her arthritis. But I've also seen a lot of people saying that show has been on for way too long.
No, it absolutely has. That's one of those where it's like, how many more terrible things can you come up with to put those fucking doctors through? My family and I used to watch Grey's Anatomy pretty frequently, I would say. I could not. I remember watching three separate season finales. And one of them's that fucking plane crash, which what the fuck was that? Yeah. Like, killed off half the main cast. That was one.
Spoilers!
Yeah, the mass shooter that comes into the fucking hospital because his wife died under their care, that one, the fucking bomb scare one. Like, dude, I just cannot imagine how many traumatic, horrible things you could go through. It's almost like Vampire Diaries. It's like, at what point do you move?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at what point are you like, hey, fuck this town, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? The first terrible tragedy that happens to me, I'm moving immediately. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm leaving immediately. They're all doctors. They all can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, they keep staying there and trauma bonding to each other. I'm just like, what the fuck? Sometimes when I see Grey's Anatomy clips on TikTok, I'll like watch them and I'm like, this show is crazy, bro. This show is cuckoo bananas.
There's just so much going on.
And it's stressful. And also, pick me. Choose me. That's where that's from. Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, this is the last one we're going to do, guys, and then we'll do a part two. Okay, so this one is from Ava. She said, I think Stanley's, the cups, look ugly and are unnecessary. Like, you don't need a water bottle that big. You're wrong. I don't get the hype, and I think a perfectly good water bottle is one you can fit anywhere.
I mean,
the appeal, though, of the Stanley is that you can fit it anywhere because the bottom part is skinnier than the top. Like,
yeah, as someone who's had many different water bottles.
Yeah, like my favorite water bottles is my Owalas. They don't fit in my cup holders in my car, and I want to throw them while I'm on the highway because they're just sloshing around in my seat.
Yeah, also, I can't have cold shit touch my teeth.
You like the straw?
I need a straw. Like, I just, if I want to chug my fucking water, but I also want it to be cold, I need a fucking straw. So that's a big draw for me. I think that the Stanley cups are equivalent to the show Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Do I really have a problem with it specifically, or do I have a problem with the people who obsess over it? I would advise you to think about that, because I had to sit with myself with some shit that's really popular and I'm kind of like, hey, fuck that thing. But I don't really know why. When I really sit and think about it, I'm like, I think I just don't like the people that obsess over it. I think that's what bothers me the most.
But sometimes I just don't like the thing.
Yeah, sometimes you just don't like it, yeah. Which I think is fair. And honestly, I was like, hey, fuck that cup. I don't need that shit. And then after a while, like, I was really late to the Stanley cup shit. And after a while, this is quote verbatim what I told Dayson. Man, those little white girls are they're influencing me to get that fucking cup.
And guess what?
I said, I might fuck around and get that cup.
The white girls, I'll say, are always right about cups and drinks.
Yeah, well, they go hand in hand, really. And lip balms.
Okay.
They're kind of on that. A lip balm, I'm like, all right, you may have ate that one little thing. But that fucking cup, I was like, nah, I don't need that shit. And then when I kept seeing it everywhere, I was like, and then I started seeing them in person a lot, and what sold me was the straw and the fact that it fits in everything. Mm-hmm. In the cup holder.
I want to get a little straw cover because I don't like leaving the house with the straw exposed. It does seem yucky to me.
Wait, I've made peace with
it. I actually found one more we're gonna do.
Okay,
this one's from Abigail, and she said, pie is trash and far, far inferior to cake.
That's the most incorrect take I've ever heard in my life.
I don't even want to comment on that one.
Go ahead and hold on. Take one of those and go home.
You drop this.
And hold on to that.
One's yours, and then when you turn around and walk away, I'm gonna throw one at the back of your head.
Pie actually told me to give this to you for life. If you're cool with that.
And Cake said, why would you bring me into this?
Cake literally said, yeah, do what Pie said. So go ahead and take that.
That's crazy.
You're out of your mind.
Cake is not better than pie. That's wrong.
You're out of your fucking mind. That's bro. Wrong.
Because you know, like, I like when pie is warm. You can't eat cake warm. It melts.
I mean, you could if you wanted. I just think, like, I can think of, off the top of my head, three cakes I fucking despise.
Like
pies,
what?
Pies.
Like what?
Yellow cake.
That's wrong.
Chocolate cake.
Yeah.
A very specific vanilla cake, but it's not every vanilla cake.
No. What's the cake you do? Like funfetti?
I like funfetti cake. I like strawberry cake.
Oh, I love
like carrot cake. I like vanilla cake. I like coffee cake. Those are all good cakes.
Lemon cake!
But pies, can't think of one.
That I don't like, yeah.
Can't think of one. Could you think of one? You're wrong.
You're wrong.
That one's good, too. You're wrong.
Actually, I can't think of a pie I don't like.
A shepherd's pie. Because it's English.
A child. No, I don't like pumpkin pie. I think that's gross.
I love pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie was my gateway drug into all pies. Because pumpkin pie, I was like, now this shit is banging. Like, because I had never, pie was like, I was like, fruit and dessert, yuck, when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had pumpkin pie and I was like, damn, I should have let them cook. And then there is a place called the Pie Tin that I went to once in Ventura, California. And it still to this day sits with me. I went there literally like 6 years ago once. And they literally, it's called the Pie Tin. They only sell pies. They sell little fucking slices or a whole entire shit. And me and Billy got like three different slices so we could share them and try them. And then my mom and dad each got a slice of different ones. bitch, every single one of them was banging. Every single one. I had raspberry, I had strawberry, I had banana cream, I had blueberry, and I had pumpkin. Delicious. Every single one of them.
The pie tin, if you're watching this,
comment, pie tin.
Chat, comment down pie emojis. And pie chat, tin, please work with us.
Chat, go ahead and spam pie tin for me on their socials. Go ahead and drop those
go
below.
Go and tag us in their socials, please. Yeah. Okay, guys, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Terror Idiot Girls. Yeesh. If you enjoyed it, you can listen to other episodes, every you can stream podcast, and the video version is always on our YouTube channel. Stick them up. Also, again, please join our Patreon. It's so silly and funny and goofy.
Yes.
And you can't go wrong.
And that's where we be vlogging, girl. A lot of you have asked me to vlog. I don't have time or energy to. I wish
so
I did.
I'm doing it.
So Dayson's taking over the vlogs, but I'm always
in them. Yeah.
Because it's 280 girls. But everyone else from the ACU is in there too. We have Donnie, my mom, my dad, Adam,
Peely,
Billy.
Alex,
Steven.
Maybe Phil will one day make it to the vlog.
Maybe Phil. Oh, well, we're going on tour later. I'm going on book tour later. So maybe Phil. Maybe Amy. Maybe their new baby.
Maybe Carrie.
Maybe Carrie.
Maybe other people that are creators. Maybe they will also be on there.
Who knows? You'll simply have to subscribe to the Patreon to find out.
My bad. We love you. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.